Hi, I'm Gustavo Cerola, and if you love D&D-style adventures full of humor and heart, you should check out Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Tales from the Stinky Dragon is a cinematic listening experience complete with guest performances from professional voice actors and comedians, immersive sound design, and its own musical score. Go on a thrilling journey with four friends and me, Gus, their very patient dungeon master, as we stumble through disastrous dice rolls, questionable roleplay decisions, and even a few wholesome feel-good moments along the way. You can binge our first two campaigns or join us every other week for our latest third campaign. No matter where you decide to start listening, you're guaranteed to have a side-splitting journey that's fun for all ages and perfect for both D&D veterans and newcomers alike. Just search for Tales from the Stinky Dragon wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe today.
Hey, I'm Ike Barinholtz. On my new show, Funny You Ask, trivia starts the conversation and then things immediately go off the rails. I ask a question. My guests think they know the answer. Sometimes they do. More often, they do not. And then the conversation takes a turn. One trivia question turns into stories about career highs, painful bombs, and behind-the-scenes moments that probably should have remained private. You'll hear confidence, misplaced confidence, bold guesses, wrong answers, quick laughs, and the slow realization that maybe this was a bad idea to say out loud. If you like smart comedy, sharp conversations, and trivia that exists purely to melt people's brains, this is Funny You Ask with me, Ike Barinholtz. Follow Funny You Ask with Ike Barinholtz on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Overwhelmed by investing?
If you're anything like us, the hardest part is getting started. That's why we created the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Our goal is to help simplify money so it can work for you.
We invite guests to demystify investing.
At least like the minimum 10% into the 401k.
I'm Dave Ahern.
And I'm Andrew Sather.
And we hope you join us on the Investing for Beginners podcast.
On the Investing for Beginners podcast.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. If things sound different this week, it's not that we've become riveting. It's that the hosts of the show are on separate quests. This time, we return to Chunt's team, which includes Arnor the Warrior and Axelrod Remax the Real Estate Agent, and possibly a third team member who will pop up eventually. Let's take a listen.
Oh, wow, that's a heavy door. I didn't think that viscous key would work, but I guess we just poured it in the keyhole.
I miss broth. It's a security feature. Wait, what was that, Axelrod?
The viscous key is a security feature for this property.
What? In what way?
How many keys have you ever seen in your life, Arnor the Warrior?
Well, several keys, but never
and
a
what
viscous.
Were they made of?
Metal.
Yes.
Stone.
Of course. But this key, Chunt, is...
liquid.
That's right. It cannot be replicated unless four placebo genies do the nasty.
Oh, I don't want to be a foreman at that factory. Wink, wink.
No locksmith in Foon could unlock this lock. This temple is as secure as anything you've ever experienced.
Oh my goddesses. Yes, Arnor, I forgot to mention we've been traipsing through the rainforest for a while. Yeah. I called each of you specifically because of a skill set you possess. So obviously you're, the muscle, you're the big man, kind of the protector. I'm the getaway guy where if I see something dangerous, I'll yell, get away, guys, get away. And Axelrod here is the sort of mastermind. He, I believe, sold Tanya the Tired this temple.
Yes, before this was a temple, it was a simple two-bedroom bungalow. They did expansive renovations.
Wow.
And so now you can see the vista.
A lot of natural light.
Yeah. And I know it's probably not worth mentioning, but also, Broth.
I miss Broth.
What was Broth's purpose on it? Just sort of solving rainforest stuff and talking about Quack Donalds?
Would you believe I just kind of met Broth at the beginning of the path? At the beginning of the rainforest path A? Yeah.
So what you're saying is, Broth, who we traveled through a terrible series of terrible rainforest puzzles and such, Broth was not there for any reason.
No, I mean, I told you guys I...
Just like a cool hang.
Not even.
Well, I feel like in the end, Broth proved to be an emotional anchor for me. You know?
Hundo P.
A deep motivating figure.
Arnor, Broth brought the best out of you, tapping into your emotions.
It's true. It's true.
It's beautiful to see you save Broth. When I mentioned I had assembled Chunt's crew, trademark tattoos.
Chunt's crew.
I know I said it was four members, but like I said, Broth was just kind of at the beginning of the path, and we were fast friends.
Oh, I seriously thought we would get in this temple, get what you need, and get the hell out of here because of Broth.
We actually needed one skill set that none of us possess, which is insight into evil, which is why I've called the Red Queen Mirzia to be a part of the crew. She said she'd meet us here.
What?
How? Red Queen. Oh, is her gas escaping? Oh!
Hello, everyone. Hi. Oh, it's great to see everyone.
Hey!
Especially those of you I haven't seen before.
Yes. Everyone, please introduce yourself. This is the Red Queen Mirzia, the undead needle-toothed beauty.
And don't let these needle teeth... I was going to say intimidate you. Now I just want to say infuriate. Don't let these needle teeth infuriate you. Don't let my cobweb hair bother you or these bike handlebars I, for some reason, have growing out of the side of my head like antlers. Just ding, a ding. Normal, evil, dead Red Queen. Hello.
Arnor, put your weapon away and hear her out.
You have big shoes to fill, you understand? Nobody can ever take Broth's place. Not in my heart.
You were traveling with someone named Broth?
It's a common name in this region, of course. Okay, there's tons of Broths.
I am so close to peacing out right now. That is, I do not want to step into the shoes of someone named Broth. Those shoes are going to be soggy as heck.
Right, and that's the thing is, Red Queen, we've been on such a haggling journey, right, guys? Whoa, the stuff we encountered.
Oh, well, yes. You wouldn't believe the vines we had to swing, a grand chasm that was very tough.
Yes.
And not fun.
Yes, it definitely wasn't a casual walk until I had to battle a giant squid to save my one true friend.
Yes, and I had to suck the poison out of a frog.
All of that sounds extremely unpleasant. I noticed that you described the trip as haggering. Now, I don't know that to be a word, so I can only assume you're calling me a hag.
No,
I don't care for that.
I'm honestly asking this question. Who said that?
I thought Chunt said it.
That sounds right.
Maybe I misheard.
Oh, good, because I was replaying everything that I yelled.
I was sort of going, would I say something like that? And I guess I would. I don't know.
I think it was Chunt and I have a bit of a history.
Yes.
He was the last to win me over between his two friends or cousins or uncles or whatever they ended up being. But in the end, we became perma buddies.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Perma buddies.
And we're doing great.
What's that mean?
That's just like when you're closer to someone than your own family and you, in many cases, allow her to, you know, make decisions for you about your life and death, etc.
Yeah, I'd say, Arnor, if I may, Broth is probably a perma buddy to you at this point.
I would feel that's true, Chunt. Yes.
Because you guys have sort of, by the end, you had sort of a Broth and Brachel situation kind of going on. And Axelrod, I would say, you know, probably you and your ex have sort of a permafrost situation.
She's not my ex. She was acquired by my enemy, Zillow.
Right. Exactly.
Did your ex also give you a tactical chastity belt that you now wear around your neck?
Tactical chastity belt.
Sort of a spiritual chastity belt. It's sort of an invisible, unspoken chastity belt, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't. Those are the best kind. Those are the ones that make you feel the most guilty.
Let's just say I've been wandering the desert.
Well, now, let me ask you something.
Please.
Why am I here?
Queen Mirzia? Mirz? Queen
Mirzia. You summoned me, and you said, you're going to love this. And then you did two sets of ellipses, which I thought was a little extravagant.
Yes.
But now I'm here, and I need to know what you need me for.
We just thought, the three of us, we all thought this would be a haggling experience.
How dare you.
something were floating. You know, words don't exist until someone is brave enough to sort of float them out there.
Yes.
We thought this might be a haggling experience and that there might be some evil entities set up as traps in the temple. And I thought, who better to ask than my perma buddy who would help us maybe diffuse or, pass these tests.
Oh, I'd love to be a part of anything. I'd love to see a little outside evil. It's like when you... Well, this is an Earth thing. I've heard that people go on and look at, like, other people's houses to see what they're worth and stuff. And I don't know what that's called, but this is like that. It's like I'm going to see what other people's evils look like, and then I can gossip later with my friends about whether or not I'd have those evils or live in those evils.
Queen Mercia, may I say... I do a bit of that myself. I'll go to a new town, I'll put up the banner of the Red Fin, and I'll peruse properties.
I am starting to feel a real bond with you, and not just because we both have weird hissy voices.
I'll say around, like, Christmas time, I love when it gets dark out, riding a horse by people's windows and looking inside, and kind of seeing what Chris must is, what they must do for Chris, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just so fun to be kind of a peeping Tom.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
Arnord?
Yes?
What about you? Do you like kind of looking into other people's lives?
Mostly I'm looking into my own right now, Chunt. Mm. My memories are slowly starting to come back, and with them a lot of different emotions, confusing emotions.
Yeah.
I feel like a two-bedroom bungalow that's being built back into a palace. A palace that was... Wait, no, okay. I feel like a palace that was...
Yes, keep going. Okay.
This is beautiful.
Yes, okay.
Talk your way through.
So I was born a two-bedroom bungalow. I was built into a palace, and then I was crashed down, except for the original two-bedroom bungalow. And now, brick by brick, I'm building my palace again.
Yes.
Which leads me to a question. Is the original bungalow still part of the existing structure, or was it a teardown?
You're standing in it, friend.
Oh, I thought this was a mudroom.
It was a mudroom when it was a bungalow, but now because it's a temple, of course, you've got this sort of, like, really big open area with a kitchen island in it.
Wow. Surrounded by water? Or? I guess it's an island, so.
Of course it's surrounded. Of course there's water. What are you talking of?
Why would it be called an island, John?
You're right.
My concern, and I hope I'm already showing up to do my stuff here because I am very flattered that you asked me. My immediate concern is that to me, that quote-unquote water around that island, I feel maybe acid. Hacid, I said. Which is a lot more dangerous than acid.
Sort of like Haggard.
I know it sounded like I was smothering a laugh.
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me, sister.
So Haggard sounds pretty good, actually.
So what you're going to want to do is you're not going to want to get burned alive by that Hacid.
And Queen Mercia, that's why you're part of the team. That's why you're part of Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew.
Oh, my.
I'm so sorry.
That gives me an idea. I can take care of this Hacid. Stand back, and I will blow this Hacid away.
Oh, not only did it blow away, it ate away the wall that we would have had to figure out how to get through later.
Shortcut.
That's awesome.
Yes, according to my maps and sort of the... You know how you can look down and see the floor plan of the temple? Now we don't have to go down this long hallway of spikes. We can subvert it and go around.
Oh, actually, that sounds kind of fun.
Oh, do you want to go through? We can still go through the hallway of spikes.
Would you guys
fine.
Mind if we... I want to get the full experience. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
Just one moment. Sure. If we're doing this, if we really are opening this house, I do have to start baking these cookies.
Right.
Everyone loves the smell of freshly baked cookies.
You don't have to tell me, sister.
Now, I understand you're having a little bit of a Spike Jones and that you do want to go into the spikes area. So if you insist, we can make that happen.
What else would you call Jones in for spikes but Spike Jones?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, whoever did this renovation had a Spike Jones because look at how gaudy these things are. It's really going to bring the value of this property down.
Oh, rats.
There are rats. Yes, that's in the next room.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's... is everyone cool going through the spikes, or did you guys want to run ahead and get the cookies going, or...
No, I can do the cookies on my own. I've got sort of a self-baking oven or whatever it is. I don't even remember. But what is important is just look at how... this place has fallen into disrepair. It's like no one's been in here for so long.
Yes.
It's like no one's been caught in these spikes for so long you'd forget that they could harm a body.
Yeah.
Mm. It's almost as if this temple had been abandoned.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope, Tanya, the Tired is still somewhere in the deep sort of dark heart of this temple.
Where is the main chamber, Axelrod?
It's just beyond the rat room that's at the end of the hallway full of spikes. And there's a half bath there if you do need to do your business.
Smart to put a half bath there.
Yes, a half bath. Sometimes I like to take a quick half bath.
You don't need to clean your
entire
body.
Which half do you like to bathe?
It's not necessary.
Yes, mostly just the legs.
Tits and pits, I say.
If I need to take a full piss, should I... is there like a...
That's a separate room, Chunt.
Good to know. Just That's why I ask. Okay, now, let's... Oh, please.
All right, so, no, I was just going to guide us past the spikes. It's fair to say there's probably poison on each tip. So you're going to want to go ahead and avoid those, unless you like the idea.
Maybe Chunt could just kiss them away.
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, Mosier, let me catch you up here.
While we
were on a walk through the rainforest, there was a poisonous frog that Chunt chose to kiss. And in kissing the poisonous frog, he activated its poison, and it died.
Queen Mercy, let me ask you. If you hear about a poison creature, you assume they have poison to kill their prey or enemy,
right? I would.
Right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but this thing... I have never seen this in my fucking life. I kiss this frog just to make sure that it's not a prince, and he starts to melt. Turns out, it's a poisonous frog because when you touch it, it poisons itself.
And that's revenge. That's what they say about revenge. If it's like, if someone hurts you and you want something bad to happen to them, it's like you're the one kissing the poison. You're the one. It's like you're the frog. It's right. Like someone's kissing you.
You're the frog
and
now,
and you're
man.
The yeah. poison. You're the frog now, dog.
I'm a bungalow. I'm a bungalow that's a palace.
And you're a bungalow.
Any bungalow can become a palace. Always remember that, Arnor.
Hmm. Yes. Yes. Very good.
I do have a follow-up question, and it seems relevant.
For me?
Mercia.
Oh.
Yes.
We travailed. Travailed? Is that a word?
Test it out.
We travailed the path through the rainforest and succumbed to several puzzles in the jungle. How did you get here? You seem to just be... there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with you. You didn't have to watch Genie's fuck. What happened?
I haspirated here. I was able to haspirate my way right over here. And in my case, the location at which I start, I have to have 5 placebos do the nasty. And that's how I'm able to haspirate. So once they had completed their dirty, dirty, sexy deed, I was able to get here in a whip of a scorpion's twitch.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Yes. Well, it's something to aspire to, yes.
Agreed.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, so let's all just kind of hug the wall, scooch around these spikes, and...
Hug the wall. We'll hug the wall. You kiss the spikes. A little hug and kiss technique.
Okay.
Oh, look at them melt. The spikes are melting. Chant, is
something...
Something you're not telling us?
Are you sure it was the frog that was poisonous?
Maybe it's something I ate. I don't know what's going on. I have melt mouth.
You probably had some Quack Donalds.
Yeah, broth did have some Quackets, which I guess are their version of nuggets. And I did eat one, so I don't know if it's that, but yeah, my butthole's been burning. Well, I'm fine, so let's...
Kiss away, Chun. Kiss away.
Follow my kisses. Mm.
I'd love to hear a little more affection in those kisses.
Mm. Let me grab the back of the spike here.
Mm. Yeah, that's great.
Let me put the spike's hair behind its ear.
Be careful. Be a little more careful. You're dangerously approaching touching the poison tip. Although, again, right, I don't know what crazy magical skills you have that you're able to kiss these away.
Ooh, and we're through. Okay, it looks like up ahead is a hall of portraits. I assume they're going to talk or scream or something. Somebody else want to take the lead here?
Well, this, of course, is the brat. This is the rat room. So all the portraits are of rat nobility.
Oh.
Does anybody mind if I take a quick half bath?
I wish you would. Tits and pits?
Yes. I'll be back in just a minute.
Now, a three-quarter bath, of course, is tits, pits, and where you shits.
Tits, pits. Hey, and hey, Axelrod, real quick, I just need you, let me get my bag out here, get Arnie's microphone out. Just into the microphone, Arnie told me to do this. Can you just real quick say, I, Axelrod, sign off on any merch involving the phrase tits, pits, and where you shits?
Hey, Arnie Niekamp, this is your old pal Axelrod Remax reminding you that any sort of merchandise that you wanted to sell would be fine as long as my likeness is there. Axelrod Remax, out!
Perfect, perfect. Just in case, because I do want a framed poster in my bathroom that says, pits, what was it? Tits, pits, and where you shits?
You've got it, chunt.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Ah, that hit the spot.
Oh.
I feel like a brand new bungalow.
You smell wonderful. What? This place seems so deserted. Was there some sort of soap or potion in there?
There was some kind of potpourri spray. I assumed it was complimentary. I just used it. Just kind of spritzed it around and then walked through the mist.
Oh. Ooh, I'm feeling a little... Ooh.
Oh, Chunt, are you all right?
I'm feeling a little dizzy. I don't know if... What's in that potpourri?
Chunt! Chunt!
Chunt!
No.
Chunt!
No.
Chunt!
Chunt! He's asleep.
Sorry, I thought I could scare him into waking up. Chunt! Hey, you!
Dear gods!
Psst! Psst! Oh, he is out.
Why would the potpourri knock him out? I don't understand.
We're all fine. I mean, I'm affected by very little, being fairly not alive.
And of course... My real estate license protects me from evil.
I've got to get rid of this scent. Is there a full bath somewhere in this palace?
It's down this hall, but before we go, may I tell you, I am here under a dual purpose.
Oh, my.
I want to help Chunt the Badger, for he has helped me in the past. Shapeshifting, going into homes, giving me information about apartments.com. But one day in the near future, when the wizards are feuding... I plan to acquire the great halls of Tarakas, the very domicile of all of the wizards in Foon. Can you imagine the power, Queen Mercia? Can you imagine the power, Arnor the Warrior? The three of us could rule over Foon with all of the wizards and their knowledge at our disposal. We could live there. There's 15 bedrooms, there's a super cool kitchen, there's a basement that's like a rec room, they've got a ping pong table down there.
Don't tell me, I don't want one of those single bowling alley lane things. Those things just, so that seems like a waste.
That's in the back house, of course.
I shan't visit there.
Imagine the triumvirate of power that we could forge here in this temple of Tabitha the Tired or whatever the fuck her
name is. Tanya. But let me ask you this. It kind of feels like when you say you have a dual purpose, it feels like the first thing you said is like barely there.
Yeah. No,
compared to the import
like,
of what you've just said.
I like Chunt. He's fun and he can turn into an ant or a lizard or whatever you need him to do. But also like he's sort of an idiot, you know.
Don't talk about my perma buddy like that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like
yes,
that.
He's your perma buddy. And so, you know, he can come live there. You know, he could turn into different animals for our leisure.
So it's just down this hole is the full bath?
Yes. Oh, yes, Arnor. Yes.
Arnor, you are unaffected by this offer.
I gotta go. I gotta go get this stink off me.
I believe in the renovation they put in a sweet jacuzzi tub.
Daddy's home for breakfast. Daddy's
Wait,
home
so
for
if
breakfast.
It's, four out of what? Four, and it sounds like he's coming too, but very quickly.
Daddy's
four out of four,
home
is that
for breakfast?
Tits, pits, where your shits and nits, like if you have lice? Is that a full bath?
Nits, pits, tits, and where you shits.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Chunt, are you okay?
Chunt? Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Where are we?
Take your time.
Where are we? Whoa. Whoa. Not even trying to stand up and I fell down. Oh, what is... Where are we? Is this
a rat museum? Arnor went to go shower off the... Or I guess put some other spray up to cancel out the spray that he came in with. That really knocked you out, kid.
Oh, the spray. The potpourri. I think the poison on my lips from the spikes reacted with the potpourri to form some sort of poisonry. Is that something? Poisonry?
Poison? I mean, what are you going for?
Popa poison. Is that something?
That's a good place to start.
Poison?
Poison.
It is in full effect.
Well, let's, okay, now
we're standing outside of the bedchamber of Tanya the Tire.
Oh.
There, how's this? How do I smell? I washed my tits, my pits where I shits, the parts of me that knits, and the place that spits.
You've really gone full bathroom.
Yes. Five out of five.
Chunt, are you okay?
Yeah, did you spray any more potpourri on?
Oh, no, there was a potpourri spray. I couldn't resist it.
Was it the same potpourri? Was it the potpourri you went in there specifically to not use?
Well, it was a different... This one was a blue bottle. Before it was a green bottle. I thought it was a different kind. It was
Same logo?
It was the same logo, yes. The same logo.
Okay, Arnor, when we were in the swamps, I did think that you had an intellect that was hidden by your muscles. But now I see you are not able to distinguish between blue and green potpourri. It's still potpourri, my friend.
But the other bottle was blue, you see. It was blue.
Now, not to worry. Right outside this door, there's a swimming pool. And next to the pool is an outdoor cleansing area. So please, step outside this door, clean all of that off of you so that Shunt does not stay asleep, but do not use any potpourri that might be there. No. Do you understand, friend?
Well, I understand this, but you've never stood in front of a bottle of potpourri like this and then told yourself, don't spritz it.
Out you go, Arnor, and please, again, do not use the potpourri.
Yes, do not.
Goodbye, friend.
Don't use the potpourri. Don't use the potpourri.
Mercia, yes, think of the untold power that
I've
you and
been
I...
have doing nothing but ever since you dropped that hint, which was
also,
all
seriously, like, maybe we don't have Arnor do it because he does seem like
I
stupid.
I don't think he's a fit.
He's super
think
strong
he's a
and everything.
Fit.
We could use his muscle for, you know, sort of purpose, but ultimately the magic that is in the Great Halls of Tarakas is so intoxicating and powerful.
I am 1,000% in.
Okay.
Say no more, say no more.
Great. So what I was thinking is we sort of...
A rat was I once, but now I'm a mouse.
Oh.
Three puzzles you must solve within this house.
Oh, I thought we were all the way past the rat room, but now I realize that these rat portraits extend all the way up to this door, and apparently they're going to be the thing that keeps us from entering the next chamber.
I hate a puzzle rat. Hit it, rodent.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Huh?
Is
it sounds
that
like
the
he's
riddle?
About to, huh? It sounds like he's about to start to sing happy birthday to someone.
Did I not say the riddle?
I didn't hear a riddle. Is there a riddle in there? Was there 1, 2, 3, 4, you're in the house, now here's the door? Is that the riddle that you said or something?
Ugh. Just get out of here. Just get out of here. Just go ahead.
Oh, this is...
It's not worth it.
Easier than I thought.
It's not. No, nobody listens anymore.
Thank you, portrait of a rat in a chef's toque.
I'm a duke. That's not a. It's just go.
A duke in a toque.
Don't. That's what they used to call me.
Wait, hold on. I think I know the answer. Is it toucan play that game?
Just follow your nose. Remember from last episode at the beginning of it.
I wasn't in the last episode. I'm a new character.
Oh.
Well, I'm not. I'm new to you. I'm new to you guys.
You're saying you're a second-hand character. You're
no.
used.
Three tails just... It's not worth it.
You start so strong, and then you give up on yourself.
Especially because it feels like we're the first group to come here in possibly a very long time.
Is this
your
rust?
Chance to shine.
It's rust. He's rusty.
He's just rusty. It's a performance anxiety.
The answer was rust. You got it.
Great.
Is that what you were saying? Rust is the answer? Or
are
you just saying rust and I blew it? A large man approaches behind you.
Ah, here, now fresh as a daisy. Chunt.
Hey.
Chunt, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. I felt like I heard a rat say a pretty good riddle. What else?
What do you remember about the riddle?
It's not important.
It would make you think it was great.
Listen, it's not important what it was. At the moment, it sounded pretty good.
So riddle vibes.
Riddle vibes, I guess. Yeah.
The vibes were great, but the contest sort of... It's like when you watch a heist movie and you're sort of like, really? You didn't cover up your tattoos, professional criminals?
Yeah, there's cameras catching that shit.
Hey.
Whatever riddle, cameras are.
Hey, riddle. Riddles aren't for everyone. But I'm glad that you enjoyed the time you spent unconscious, but also hearing one that you found to be satisfactory. Arno,
I'd like to
back.
See a scene.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm listening.
Let's see. The large man with the small stick. No offense.
Yes, and this bottle of unused potpourri that was sitting by the pool. No, I didn't spray it. Oh, no.
I'm starting to wonder if the word potpourri is what's making him pass out. Maybe it's not the smell at all.
It could be such a thing. This is an enchanted temple.
Oh, the only way not to use it was to tell myself I could use it later if I just took the bottle.
Yes, this will do nicely.
Poor man.
It's sort of like when you stay in an inn and they give you a brush to clean your back and you think, I don't need it today, but perhaps I'll put it in my satchel for next week when I'm back in my own house.
Yes, this will make a great scene. The one is asleep, so the three of you will do a scene where that sleeping animal is the large rat guy. He is Tanya the Tired. And the three of you must do a scene where you heap praise upon my goddess, the one I worship, the one I pay fealty to with my cheese offerings, Tanya the Tired.
Is this a riddle?
Let's say yes.
Oh.
Okay, so the riddle is we have to do a scene based on the suggestions that this portrait of a rat wizard...
Duke?
...who started speaking only as Chunt was once again passing out after potpourri was mentioned.
Yes.
Purely timing.
Is the answer rust?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, you are good. I don't... Axelrod, I may have to rethink what we had talked about earlier. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Certain times he does show acumen in the mental game, doesn't he?
He does. And he is very muscular. And I say that as a being that hasn't had anything approaching muscles in decades, if not centuries.
I've also seen his testicles because some genies sort of like freaked us out and they were like, we can give you really nice testicles. And he's so muscular, he can't see his own scrotum. And so he dropped his trousers so that I could examine them. And I said, please explain what you think they look like. And so then a genie was sort of like, I made them like this. And of course, that's how we figured out that the genies were false genies, placebo genies.
Who the fuck are you? Who are you for?
I am Axelrod Remax, and you do not talk to a real estate agent like that rat painting.
Ah, yes, my painted brethren have surrounded you in a square. You're surrounded by paintings, and you must find your way out. This is a test.
Huh. Well,
we've been painted into a corner, friend.
Painted into a bit of a square corner, I agree.
We've been painted into four corners.
We must think like the great philosophers. Sherman, Williams, Bear. A bear, think like a bear.
I love, you're painting this whole situation with a brush. I can really, it's helping me. It's giving me, it's putting color on my cheeks. I love it. So.
That's correct. The answer is so.
We just needed to say the word so.
We're each holding a needle. If you look closely, we're each holding a needle with thread. And it's sort of like, what would we do with... What would my... Get out of here, kid. Get out of here.
Oh, this wall is flipping to the side, and on the other side is a beautiful 70s bar with cheesy music playing and a lot of cheap-looking wine and liquor.
Oh, when did I miss a lounge singer? Is that a lounge singer?
Chunt, quickly, before you sniff flower petals and spices, into the next room, friend.
How long have I been out? Do we need to take a break? Break. Let's go to break.
I think that would be best.
Yes. Mercia, take us to break.
Is this a good time to spritz the potpourri?
I would. Not great. I really wouldn't. We're going to try to figure this out. I need a break.
pass through me, you'll answer me these riddles three. Hey, everybody. Where's everybody from tonight? How are you?
Woo! Hog's Face.
Hog's Face? I barely knew Face. Who's next?
Arnor, look.
Yes?
This renovation was done so long ago that the lounge singer in here is so very cheesy.
Yes.
This sort of renovation was scarcely done in castles and manses around Foon. I've never seen one. Mostly they get torn out because they were so dated and sort of problematic at times.
Why, hey, little you. Look at how cute you are. Cute, what? Look at your cute butts. Hey, where are you from?
She's drawing me in with a siren song. It's
Arnold,
it's,
please, no.
No.
This is terrible. This is not good.
She's absolutely extraordinary. I have to.
Hello, Muscles. I have to imagine you like to eat Brussels.
Oh, she's right. I do. I love Brussels.
Harnor. No!
I have to get nearer. I have to draw closer. I must speak with her. Oh, what's happening? Oh, help me, friends. Help me. This is danger.
Oh, he's sort of floating off the ground like a come hither. You know when you put pies on a windowsill to cool, they have that sort of come hither scent cloud?
Of course I know the come hither scent cloud.
We've chant. All I've been eaten there, pies, right?
But I am but a weak and malnourished real estate agent. I don't have the strength to hold Arnor back from it. We are powerless here, Archant. Oh, we must let this play out. Perhaps Arnor's intellect will shine.
Oh, boy.
Hey, who's this final person that I haven't made uncomfortable yet? You look like you could use a smooch.
Mercia, I think she's talking to you.
What? I thought she was...
Because I said I'm from Hog's Face. Or, no, maybe she might be talking to Axelrod.
Me? That's what I assumed. Now
seriously?
I don't know.
Well, how would you know? How would you know what the... It's fine.
I thought for sure she was talking to Arnor because Arnor has been drawn in by the spell.
I'm floating closer.
Oh, I'm interested in you as well. I love what I'm seeing. You're ringing my bell.
I am powerless. I am being drawn in.
Oh, no, Axelrod. Fight, no. Fight. Fight it. Ah, shit. He's sort of floating off the ground like, Mercy, do you eat pies?
Oh, are you about to tell me a story about the smell of pies drawing in like a lovable hobo or something?
Yeah, exactly. It was a story, but just, yeah, exactly. So you've had pies.
I vaguely remember the idea of pies.
Yeah, you've been around for a...
Millennia?
Hey, we should get our friend back.
Yeah, I don't eat pies anymore because I would just bite through my own teeth and mouth because my needle teeth are too sharp to be engaged with anything except speaking. But I tell you what, I'm going to peace out on this one.
Oh.
I really don't like music. I'm just not a fan, especially not when it sounds like someone's coming up with stuff off the cuff that doesn't even rhyme.
I think she's doing great.
You cobweb-haired dizzy.
This could be
the end.
What
do you think you're going to do? Are you that busy? I'm sorry, what?
I'm floating closer. I can't resist. This could be the end. Goodbye, Chunt. Goodbye.
Arnor, these dulcet tones have drawn me in as well. I am unable to repel.
Axel.
I have never felt happiness like this.
Axelrod. Oh, the sweet joy of infatuation. The gentle siren's song has left us floating in the air.
It's as if I would do anything that this siren would ask me to do.
Now, kiss each other, kiss each other, kiss each other like your poison spice.
I can't resist.
Fuck, Chunt, think. Think. Well, let me see how this goes. Okay.
Wait, Axelrod, Axelrod, the only hope is if you can reach into my pocket and pull out that can of potpourri. Maybe that's enough. to counter the spell. Arno the siren is
chapped as my lips might be. I could shove some petals of flowers into your ears, and perhaps you could do the same to me. Oh, but I draw closer. Your breath, it smells so fresh from the half, three-quarter, and full bath you've taken.
Yes, Axelrod, I've never really seen you in this light. Oh, you are absolutely majestic.
Hey, is that a bottle of potpourri in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Honor, as I kiss your lips, I shove petals in your ears.
And I, the same to you, Axelrod.
Oh, you're free.
What's happening?
You're
Why
free.
Am I losing you? Huh?
Sorry, Axelrod, you're free. Can huh? you not? Can
what? What are you saying?
It's super hard to hear you. I have potpourri in my ears.
What are you saying? Oh, no. I couldn't hear him. Let me unplug my ear. Hold on just a second.
Yes, I'll do the same. What is it, Chunt?
Hey, on each other. It's Mac tonight. Is not what I'm singing, because it's probably a copyright issue. That's why it's clearly a different song then. It's Mac tonight.
Arnor, please gently caress the back of my neck as our lips touch.
Is this going to help? Is this a strategy or...
Oh, it's the... Remember, fight it, Axelrod, fight it. The potpourri has to go in your ears, but not go near Chunt.
Wait, guys. That's it, I think. I just had to put a tip in her tip jar.
Oh.
I put a gold in the tip jar. That's what you wanted, right?
Hey, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure being with you here tonight. Now, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I know you have places to be and people to ask for stuff. And right behind me is the mistress of the house. Of course, I'm talking about Tanya the Tire. Go ahead and give it up for Tanya. You're going to be meeting her in just a minute.
Wow.
Thank you for that generous tip.
Woo.
And remember to tip each other.
Too late.
Oh. Something had come over me that I had never felt before, since perhaps the days when I met Trulia in a field in a small apartment that I eventually acquired through the Coldwell banker's riches.
I would still kill Zillow for you if that's what you want, Axelrod.
Perhaps, but right now I think we have to help our badger friend,
yes.
Don't we?
Yes, we can discuss this another time.
No, don't mind me. Please keep, Mercia, what do you think? You'll let him keep going?
Hey, it's me. I'm on the other side. I just aspirated over here because I just didn't want to deal with whatever crap that was. I gotta tell you guys something. Come on in.
Oh.
This girl is out like a light. I mean, she is dead asleep.
Oh.
Worry not, for I have brought a quill. I sign all of my documents with it, but the other end of it that does not have the nib is a little bitty feather that surely shall tickle her awake. Let me try it. A giggity 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 goo.
Oh, that's compelling.
This normally wakes anyone up.
She's not waking up.
She's not even...
Someone else try.
A giggledy giggledy.
Well, don't
giggle.
Try the same method, you thick man.
Try showing her your scrotum.
Try showing her your scrotum.
Would that I could.
Would. I get it.
No. Wiggledy wiggledy woo. Wiggledy woo. How's that? Biggledy boo.
Nothing.
It's as if she's made of stone, Arnor.
Here, let me see the feather here. Habita, 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 ho, habita, ho, habita, habita, hey, swing, habita, nothing.
Nothing.
Mercia, you want to give it a go?
Well, the whole time you guys were doing whatever you were doing in there, I was just sort of gnashing my teeth at her and making scary faces like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, you know, the truck driver.
Large Marge.
Large Marge.
Arnie's acted out that movie.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. Man, okay.
There must be some... Maybe if we just tell her what you need, what you want.
That's so smart.
What you really, really want.
Yeah.
What you really, really, really want.
Okay.
I want a...
Oh, did you step in something?
Oh, yes. Of course, yes. Look at this. I've made a mess. I stepped on a grape.
Oh, here. Give me that feather again. Zigga zigga.
Oh, that worked. She kind of scratched under her nose. Okay, now's my time to... Let me get down on my knees here and clasp my hands. And Tanya the Tired, it's me. You don't know me. It's Chunt, the Badger, and friends. They have names. They're their own people. They're not just identified.
We're Chunt's crew. You could just call us Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew.
That's kind of nice. It's kind of like the lounge singer.
Don't get distracted.
Yes. Tanya the Tired, we beseech you, we beg of you, to please bestow upon us a blessing for an upcoming battle. I know that you are famously tired of all the wars, and so you wanted to do good in this world and give a blessing to those who are honored in battle. So we beg of you to give us that blessing, and it's probably in like a talisman form, like a ring or something, I assume, maybe a coin. So if you have any idea where those are at, maybe just point. You don't even have to wake up. You can just point.
Oh, could be a pin. I like pins.
Oh, it could be a pin.
Tanya the Tired, it is I, Axelrod Remax of the Red Fin. A war approaches. The wizards of Foon shall soon lay waste to everything we know and most of the things that we don't know. We need your guidance. We need your powers. We need your spiritual, I don't know, whatever it's called. Please, if you can hear us, bless this badger.
And bless this mess. Look, I'm not perfect.
Oh, that would be a great pin. I would buy that.
I would buy it as well.
And Mirzia,
yeah.
Please keep going with your... plea, but do you mind just, let me get my bag out, do you mind real quick just into the microphone just saying, I, Queen Mirzia, the merchant,
I, Queen Mirzia, merchandise.
Got it.
Great. Now, all we need is a little side blessing so that Axelrod and I can take over everything, including the Reign of Tukas or whatever it was that you were telling me about. I've forgotten.
Yes, once I acquire the Ring of Tukas, we can take over the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Tarakas?
Huh?
Honor.
Yes.
Yes.
You walking bicep, talk to this sleeping woman. See if you can get her blessing.
Listen, sleeping woman. Wait a minute. This is no goddess.
He's noticing something.
It takes one to know one, and you're not a god.
What?
No. Huh? This is...
Just a tired woman, or...?
This is a pile of blankets stuffed with pillows in the shape of a woman.
Motherfuck.
What's so realistic?
What's that figure in the corner?
Oh, my God, it's... Wait a minute, this is a poster of an old Foon picture star, and behind that poster is a hole that someone dug a tunnel out of. She dug a tunnel out of her own palace.
Impossible.
That's so bizarre.
Let's crawl down the tunnel to see what's down there at the end of it.
You want me to crawl through filth I can't even imagine, the length of, I would say,
you're smaller
four...
than the rest of us.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Okay, four paws on the wall.
What are you seeing down there?
What do you see, Chunt?
It's sort of a shaft. I'm gonna shimmy down the shaft.
Don't
keep talking.
Is it the John shaft?
You know it is. Shut your mouth. Okay.
How long is it, approximately?
Describe the shaft in detail.
Okay, it's not. Oh, it's about 9.5.
Oh,
feet. Pretty thick, veiny, meaning there's pipes in the walls. We call pipes house veins, right?
I do.
Thank you, Axelrod. Thank you, friend, thank you. I thought my last words were going to be, we call pipes house veins, but thank you, friend. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to drop down and, okay.
When you do it, go from the window to the wall.
Oh, I kind of slid down. Oh, I got brick rash. Okay. Oh, shit.
You found me. I'm Tanya the Tired. You found me.
Oh, my queen, my god, my goddesses.
I
had to dig myself a hole in my own house just to escape. I am so tired. I'm always tired. You don't understand how tired I am. They say I'm tired because I'm lazy. But I'm not tired because I'm lazy. I'm tired because I've got kids. And I'm constantly gotta be responsible for everybody's schedules. You don't understand what it's like. I created a little dummy of myself, so if people come and check on me, they don't find me. And you figured it out. You must be some kind of genius.
Thank you so much. Actually, it wasn't me. It was my Chunt's crew. Come on down, Chunt's crew. Give me just 1 second. They're going to shimmy on down.
All the same, you're the one who's here.
Yes.
Tell me what you want, Chunt.
I beg of you to bestow upon me a blessing to be used in the upcoming Wizard Wars.
And as I gaze into your badger eyes, I bless you to be virtuous, noble, and wise. I bless you to be courageous. I bless you to be pure. I bless you with a perseverance that ever shall endure. And may you find a spark even in the darkest night. May you find reason ever forward to fight. Go on this path, and as you begin, I bless you, dear Chunt, that you might win.
Achoo! Sorry, just got here. What'd I miss? Achoo!
Oh, wait, you're not wearing potpourri, are you, Tanya?
I just want someone to bless me.
Oof, oof. That tunnel is tighter than I thought it would be, but here we are. Oh, you must be Tanya the Tired.
And so I am. And yet here, having blessed now this badger soul, I leave you all, departing through this other hidden hole.
Okay, seriously, though, don't leave quite yet, because Arnor is trying to get through the tunnel, but it's not very big, and so I don't know how he is going to get through.
I'm stuck. I'm really stuck. I just got my legs in, and they're filthy. I need to get to a half bath now.
Oh, God.
Just remember, no potpourri, okay, old friend?
Yes, I'll pocket my potpourri to use later.
Mercia.
I don't think he's ever getting out of there. Yes,
I don't
go
think
ahead,
he is
answer.
Either, which is, it plays into our plan. He's stuck here. Chunt has a blessing. And while the wizards are at war, we shall take over their home.
This is wonderful. Now, I see there are two ways to get out of this room. We saw the way that Tanya went, but there's also this pole. Should we do the pole or the hole?
Pole or hole?
What about hole on pole? It's my birthday.
Fine.
Someone got a blessing, and now they're all kinds of stuck up.
Chant, I'm willing to do it once a year.
And I gotta say, Tanya the Tired, that blessing, that speech was incredible. She left so... That was like a pneumatic hole. She got sucked backwards so fast.
Mercia, look at Chunt's fur. It's shimmering. It's shining.
Whoa. It is. I wish we would have heard this spectacular blessing. I choose to believe it wasn't that good, because I wasn't there.
He looks to have the might of two badgers.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Two badgers. No one has seen such strength.
Here, please, come here, and let me place my hands upon you each, and...
That burns! Oh. It burns!
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that's some of the acid. I had wiped my mouth earlier from the tips. Let me... Okay, and let me just... There we go.
It still burns!
I'm okay. I've burned all of my flesh away, so...
It's as if he repels evil. This badger repels evil.
Well, friends, Chunt's crew, if I may, let's give a big hug and go our separate ways. For I must... I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. I must meet up with my two children... Oh, you might have missed it. Tanya has kids. That's why she's tired. My two scamps, Arnie and Usador, I have to meet up with them. So let's the three of us all leave through separate holes. And I feel like I'm forgetting something.
You're kind of stuck. I'm stuck in this hole. Yes.
Yes, Arnor, how are you doing up there? How's the hole?
Really stuck in this hole, you guys. Nobody told me how small the hole was.
And we wish you the very best.
What? I hope you get out.
It sounds like you got this, buddy. Chunt's crew.
Chunt's crew out.
Chunt's crew.
Really, aren't we all stuck in a hole, one way or another? Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Arno the Warrior was played by Blaine Swen. Blaine is the creator and director of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Check out ImproviseShakespeare.com to see when they're performing near you. Axelrod Remax the Real Estate Agent was played by Mark McConville from Super Ego. The Super Ego podcast turns 20 this year. And to celebrate, the crew is back together to bring you new podcast episodes, a Forgotten Classics reinterpretation of the novel Vanity Fair, live Super Ego shows, and more. Follow at GoSuperEgo on Instagram or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for all things Super Ego in the coming year. Mertzia the Red Queen was played by Janet Varney. Check out Janet's podcasts E Pluribus Motto with John Hodgman and Avatar Braving the Elements with Dante Bosco. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you back here next week with Arnie's team.
This hole. This isn't even the worst of it. Being stuck, it sent my hands can't reach into my pockets where the potpourri is. It's the only thing I want right now. This is driving me mad. Gotta break this floor just so I can get my hands on that sweet potpourri. Chunt? Mercia? Axelrod? Anybody? Anybody? Rat portrait. Rat portrait. Do me a favor and give me a little spritz. Help me out. Help a demigod out. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Bruce the Sky God. Daddy! Daddy!